you know, it's okay not to be okay. And raising your hand and asking your help may be the bravest thing that you ever do for yourself and for your family members. And so that's a huge, huge aspect of this. So that, and you know, we've been doing that program for, I think, going on 3 years now.
Welcome to the Express Soul Health and Wellness Podcast. In each episode, you'll learn from experts about the best practices and technologies to live a happier, healthier, and hopefully a longer life. Here is your host, Claudia Erdenola.
Welcome to Express All Health and Wellness Podcast. My name is Claudia Urdinola, and here on my podcast, we discuss new strategies. We bring experts to letting us know what are the new technologies and new ways in which you and I can learn how to have healthier, happier, and longer lives. So if you're not part of the family, please subscribe right here and join us in all our social media outlets. You will love the content that I bring to you every time we release an episode of our Express All Health and Wellness Podcast. Today, I'm bringing a subject deeply into the hearts of many, as we're going to be discussing today the mental health of our military veterans. Did you know that in average today, 22 military veterans are taking their lives? Today and every day in the United States. This is a staggering number. It's a 50% higher rate than adult suicides in the States. So the mental health and the well-being of our veterans have never been more critical. These veterans pay their price for the protection and freedom of our country, and they deserve our help. Organizations like the American Legion, the largest organization of veterans in the United States, founded in 1919 with a large network of members, close to 2 million, are doing something amazing for the well-being of the veterans, for the mental health of the veterans. They created Be The One. Be The One is the initiative that the American Legion created to prevent veterans' suicide. It is awareness and action in order to prevent veterans' suicide. And today, we're going to be talking to Waco Hoover, who is the chairman of the board of Be The One Cause. So we're going to be discussing with Waco and bringing light into his personal experiences and professional experiences as an entrepreneur in the media and tech and, you know, in his Marines Corps. He's a Marine veteran. All of those experiences combined who position him in this extraordinary moment to be the chairman of Be The One and bringing the organization and his support to the organization to a new level. So this is what we're going to be discussing today, mental health of our military veterans. Join us on this conversation, and I hope you enjoy it. And remember, health is wealth for the body, mind, and soul. Here is Waco Hoover. Waco Hoover, welcome to Express All Health and Wellness Podcast. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful. I'm happy to have you here. Waco, I would like for you to give us a little bit of background of who you are. And, you know, I hear that, you know, once a Marine, always a Marine. Just tell us, please, how your military experience and your personal and professional experience as an entrepreneur in the media, in the tech companies, in, you know, venture capital, position you to be today the chairman of the board of Be The One, the American Legion Be The One initiative.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's interesting. So I come from a family of military veterans, and my dad, he did a couple tours in Vietnam in the 80s, like an airborne. Both grandparents served in World War II. And so it's something that's kind of in our family to some degree. And so after I served in the Marine Corps, I got out, I was an infantry Marine, and our stationed predominantly in Southeast Asia. And so for me, I served in the late 90s and early 2000s. And for me, you know, when I got out, I moved to New York City, was doing my undergrad at NYU. And, you know, I didn't even know what an entrepreneur was, but I ended up through a couple of different experiences. I ended up learning, I ended up leaning into launching a couple of media brands that was all about information, content, and events were a big part of that. And, you know, again, had no idea that I was actually starting a business because I was still in school at the time. So for me, you know, I didn't know what I didn't know. And this was back in like 2002, 2003, when, you know, being an entrepreneur wasn't this interesting, sexy thing. You know, it just, it meant that you, you know, you weren't getting a job or an internship at McKinsey, you know, so, so it was an interesting journey, but, it's something I wouldn't trade for anything. And, you know, fast forward today, you know, had, five different exits at this point. At one point in time, his partner and I, we owned 40 different live events and media brands, the largest being about 14,000 people. So it's been a lot of fun. And then also I've been involved in a number of tech ventures and a partner of patent portfolio, in addition to serving on a number of nonprofit boards. And, you know, about 12 years ago now, I got much more actively involved, you know, back into the military community after kind of having a bit of a break after, you know, I got out from the service. And which a lot of people do. And it was all focused on mental health and suicide prevention. And so that's been an area that I've been, you know, really, really passionate about and deeply committed to focusing on for, you know, well over a decade now. And, you know, about 2 years ago, I went up and I was at the American Legion National Convention in Milwaukee. And I helped host a panel with Dr. Thomas Joyner and Dave Birkenfield. He's a former Navy SEAL and, you know, works in one of the partner organizations for the American Legion at Chip Ganassi Racing. And it was all focused on Be The One. We were launching Be The One at the National Convention and Fireside Chat. And it was a really compelling, heart-led conversation, not just around, you know, the numbers and the problems and the issue, but the emotional toll that it takes on individuals and those we've lost and, you know, the people left behind as well. And since that time, you know, I've just spent more time with the leadership team and gotten to understand more around Be The One and how powerful of a movement it is, because that's really what we're working on creating, is a movement where each and every one of us can be the one to help save a veteran or somebody that we care for. You know, this, you know, military veteran suicide, this is not limited. This is not just a military problem. This is an American problem that impacts and affects all of us. And so the more that each and every one of us can have, you know, can know that this is something that we all can actually do something about, you know, it starts with, you know, it starts with me, it starts with you. That's really what Be The One is about. You know, it's there's so many big grand strategies and those things are important from a macro level, but there's something that every single one of us can control. And that is if you see somebody who you think might be, you know, in a dark place or need some help, asking a question, not being afraid to have an uncomfortable conversation. So that's what I think is so powerful about Be The One and why we're going to make a huge dent in these veteran and military suicide numbers.
That is amazing. And, you know, for our listeners that are not familiar with the American Legion is the largest veteran organization in the United States, founded in 1919 by, folks coming back from World War One. And today we had over 2 million members. Is close to 2 million direct members, plus the sons of the legionnaires, the wives, the riders. I mean, it is a large network of veterans joining the American Legion and creating Be The One as the initiative to prevent veteran suicide, something remarkable. It's amazing. And I'm gonna, you know, talk about that a little bit because veteran suicides remain a critical issue. With a record high of 22 veterans taking their lives each day, 22. So on that regard, what are the plans of Be The One as a program to help reducing or eliminating the number of veterans taking their lives? How, you know, the whole program has been elaborated for, you know, to bring that help, effective help for that population of veterans that are in need.
Absolutely. So, you know, so phase one of Be The One was all around awareness. So destigmatization of this whole issue of asking for help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you, Claudia, you know this all too well. You know, your husband, you're retired, mm-hmm. Military as well. And, you know, we don't like to ask for help. It's not in our DNA. And, you know, that may, you know, serve its purpose while you're, you know, in uniform. And even then, we need to still continue to think about culturally how we treat that. But, you know, asking for help is the single most important thing that we can be doing, you know, as a community. And make no mistake about it, this is a cultural issue as much as it is, policy or procedure or anything like that. And so for us, when we think about the destigmatization piece, you know, we have the partnership, American Legion, Be The One has a partnership with IndyCar. And so that was, again, about cultural awareness for, you know, it's okay not to be okay. And raising your hand and asking your help may be the bravest thing that you ever do for yourself and for your family members. And so that's a huge, huge aspect of this. So that, and, you know, we've been doing that program for, I think, going on 3 years now. And that's about creating awareness for this huge epidemic that is veteran military suicide, you know, across the country. You know, if you're in the military, you obviously, if you've served or family member, you're much closer to it, you know, it's an issue. But if we're going to get out ahead of this, if we're going to be successful, dramatically reducing suicide within our community, the broader American population has to know that it's an issue, because so many of us don't live around a military base or don't interact with those who we served with. We're not anywhere plugged close to the VA. So anyway, so, you know, making sure that we are plugged into community or the communities we're in, the more awareness there is of this, the better we all can be supporting each other from a community standpoint. So that's phase one, the destigmatization piece. The second part of this that's really incredibly important and powerful revolves around training. And so training is such an important piece of this, because mm-hmm. that ties back to, again, each and every one of us being the one. You know, Claudia, the more that you're keenly aware of, you know, the signs and what to look for and, you know, what your cousin or what, you know, family member, friend or coworker, you know, what they might be going through and based on what they're experiencing. So the more that you're cognizant of those things, the more you can be prepared to potentially intervene and help. You can be the first line of defense in some of these things. And so we have a initiative. We're actually working with Columbia University. They have the Columbia Protocol. That's one of the most widely used and well-respected suicide training and screening protocols in the world. And we have a goal to train over 100,000 of our members, of Legionnaires, you know, over the next 18 to 24 months with their program. It's about a 100-minute program. There's role-playing involved. There's an app that accompanies that. And it's designed to, you know, again, ensure that, you know, if you're not sure what someone's going through, there's a step-by-step process where you can, you know, appropriately probe and ask uncomfortable questions if you think you need to. Because for me, I'd much rather ask an uncomfortable question and potentially save someone's life than sit back, you know, on the sidelines and not understand. Because the alternative and the regret that you'll have knowing that you thought there might be an issue with somebody close to you or just someone who's, you know, in your peripheral orbit, that's something that's really important for us. So training is a huge part of this.
Amazing.
Clinical research. So we've got seven pillars to Be The One. So the third part is clinical research. So the Legion is working on, we're talking with a number of leading academic institutions from across the country. So how can we've got 2 million members. How can we, as a community, that's a massive sample set of people that have worn the uniform, who are now veterans, where we can look at research opportunities so that we can dramatically expand the body of knowledge that exists so that we can ensure fewer and fewer men and women get to, you know, this place of where they're, in, you know, potentially having suicidal ideation. Number four is an event strategy. The event strategy is, event strategy sounds really rudimentary, but it's incredibly powerful because events help to reinforce and foster community. You know, before we even started, the podcast, we were talking about the power of boots on the ground and being face to face in different posts and other parts of our communities all over the world, not just America. And so events are really powerful for creating and fostering social connections. And at the end of the day, social connections save lives. So that's a really important aspect of this. And, we're doing dozens of events this year where we're going to be on the ground, from a national standpoint. That doesn't even include the local community. So when you add them all up, it's quite literally hundreds of events that are going to be focused around Be the One and this whole notion of how do we save lives. Number five is, oh, go ahead, please.
No. I think this is incredible, especially for the events for the veterans, because when they gather, and this is my observation, I go every time to the post and I see, veterans from the different branches, from the Marines, from Air Force, from, even from Army. And when they're together, they're just brothers and sisters. They know how to talk to each other. They like to get together. So events is a great opportunity to promote Be the One cause and tell them then what they can do to be part of the program, how they can make a contribution, where to look for help. So I totally get it. Yep. And especially on the, and we're talking about, close to 2 million members, veterans under the American Legion, but are so many others, thousands of veterans that still are not part of the American Legion. And if you guys are listening at this podcast, come and join. We welcome you with open arms. This is a great family to be part of. And I love that part of your strategy on Be the One has to be with events. We're going to be doing that, and we're going to talk about that in a bit. But this is great. So what are the other strategies?
And then we've got three more, five, our legislative standpoint. So the legislative obviously is incredibly important. We have an amazing team out of Washington, D.C. that, beating the drum and is there to represent our best interests and everything that, are really important, that are important to veterans in our community. But from a Be the One standpoint, we're going to be focusing from a state and a department standpoint and from a grassroots campaign. So that's a really important aspect, for us in terms of how we can ensure that, our local communities, from a state standpoint, we are, influencing policy, we're influencing, things that make a huge impact for our community, whether that's different types of medical procedures, whether that's funding research. Again, there's countless examples of how, it's really important for us to make sure that we have, that our members and members of the military, first and foremost, are in positions of influence to serve as advocates that, county, city, and state level. Because so much in this country gets done there. Obviously what happens in Washington, D.C. is very important, mm-hmm. and there's massive impact. But, you can potentially, make an even bigger impact from a local level, if we're really smart about it. And then our next is we have a Be the One Symposium. Last year, we hosted our inaugural Be the One Symposium during the Legion's National Convention in Charlotte. This year, we're going to be in New Orleans at the end of August. And the Be the One Symposium is all about bringing in world-class thought leaders to serve as a platform to discuss what are the most pressing issues that we're dealing with now and today. And so that's around care delivery, behavioral health, mental health care, brain health, technology, AI. Again, the whole idea is to expose our Legion leadership and members to what is, the latest and what's at the, the tip of the spear as it relates to treating veterans, service members, and family members, but then also bringing in external stakeholders to, be a part of this really important conversation so that we can move the ball forward.
Express Soul Health and Wellness Podcast is going to be at Be the One Symposium. We're going to be, we're coming. with Be The One Coffee and Be The One Initiative. So we're going to be there interviewing the doctors and researchers and the people that are the lead on the clinical side on bringing the help from that clinical side of Be The One to the veterans. So that's I'm so excited. It's my gonna be my first time in a national convention for the American Legion, and this year it has a totally new meaning with Be The One.
Yeah, it's gonna be an incredible program, and we're really proud of, you know, how much visibility and how big that's getting, and how we can again educate our community and the broader military community, you know, about what's out there and what's available.
Dear friends, we are excited to announce that our company, Espresso al Coffee, has joined forces with the American Legion to bring Be The One Coffee to support Be The One cause. Every time you purchase Be The One Coffee, you are contributing to prevent veteran suicides, as a portion of each sale will be donated to Be The One cause. So today, be the one to change and save a veteran's life. Order Be The One Coffee in our website right here, www.expressolcoffee.com. We're going to leave the QR code where you can scan and go and order Be The One Coffee and be the one to help veterans in need. So those are interesting strategies, I think, all combined. And again, you're tackling this problem in how to help the veterans from different sides: legislation, the clinical, the research, the social component, the community part. But let's talk a little bit about the veteran. Let's talk about something that is just always in my mind when it's about the barriers. I mean, there are 22 people as we speak today taking their lives, 22 veterans, which if you think about this, only 1% of the American population serve. And probably now the percentage is even less. So all of this is staggering stats, 22 veterans taking their lives today, per day, as we speak. It's probably like an unknown subject for most of the people out there listening at this podcast. So for those listening, tell me, what is the essence? What is the essence of Be The One? Because it's a great slogan, but what really means? What is the call to action for anyone listening right now?
Yeah, the call to action is to each and every one of us to take responsibility and to do our part, to literally be the one person. It doesn't take an army. It doesn't take, you know, a squad or even a fire team. It literally takes each and every one of us. If you are more aware, if you have the presence of mind to understand if somebody in your life or in your orbit might be dealing with something challenging, it's pausing and having the grace to think twice before you sit there and pass judgment on Susan or Joe or whoever it is, to really understand, well, let me take a step back here and let's be thoughtful about what that individual might be going through. Maybe there's more to it than, you know, they're just lazy or angry or something like that. There's all these different preconceived notions, and we're all guilty of it. Mind you, I've been guilty of it plenty of times, of thinking like, why can't somebody just get their act together, you know, and do what they need to do, or, you know, be more, you know, pleasant, or, you know, be more professional, et cetera. But again, we've got to understand what that journey looks like. And so, you know, for us, you know, as individuals, like I said, it goes back to the essence of Be The One is the elegance is in the simplicity. It's all of us just being that one person. And then you multiply that over and over and over again, times communities, and it becomes this massive movement of people. If we can, work together to have the appropriate amount of penetration and awareness, so that we can truly make a difference here. And so that's the pure essence of what Be The One is all about.
Beautiful. We're ready to support that and be happy to be part of the program. So, Waiko, if a veteran is listening at us, and even someone that is actually going through the crisis of, is in depressive mood and thinking about taking their lives. But specifically to the veterans, what do you think are like the main barriers holding that veteran from seeking help? Because, and I am a wife of a veteran, so my husband always tell me, Claudia, when you get to serve, they break you and then they build you up. So who you were before, you leave that person, that young boy, that young man out of the door. They break you because they build you up to be this exceptional, militant. This exceptional person to and comply with everything that requires to be serving in the military forces. So I'm wondering, at what point all of that also, which is very good, is also a barrier for that veteran to seek help. What do you think about that?
First of all, it's a complex question and a complex answer in terms of, what prevents people or what's holding, veterans or service members, yeah, or even family members back from asking for help. I mean, first and foremost, when someone loses the will to live or thinks that the world or their family is better off without them there, that's a big part of that. And then the other part of this is, it goes back to stigma, which is a huge part of it. What you were just alluding to in terms of that military mindset, that the culture of, weakness is disgusting. As an infantry Marine, that's how we looked at it. You don't quit. You don't need to ask for help. You suck it up and you do what you need to do. And so that, may serve its purpose while you're in the military and in certain units. But once you transition out of the military, that type of mentality doesn't lend itself necessarily to be a great husband, a great father, a coworker, mm-hmm, family member, and so on. The vulnerability is a really impactful thing. And so, again, what can someone do? Well, there's, obvious resources like 988, but other things are, if you have somebody in your life that you trust, have a conversation with them and start that conversation in whatever way is okay and comfortable, for you. But and this is, again, there's tremendous evidence supporting this, the more that people have someone in their life that they can talk to and get past that period where they simply feel like they don't know what to do or they don't know where to go, there's a sense of helplessness or loss. Again, this loss of will to live. But if you can get through that period, the amount of individuals that don't ever want to go back to taking their life again is extraordinarily compelling. And so that's a huge part of it. Again, it goes the whole notion of just being able to, I don't even like the term, asking for help. It's more being willing to have a conversation, whatever form that is. Countless research studies that show that, someone was just, they were thinking about it. When suicide happens fast, it can happen within 10 minutes, and so it's very, very quickly. So, and then something as simple as someone getting a phone call or a text message or, again, having a conversation, and it moves someone past that period where they were thinking about that. But zooming out for a second, this is a really complex problem. And, it's a community issue as well. And so, mm-hmm, for Be the One, how we're approaching tackling this issue is really revolves on upstream solutions is a big part of this. And what do we mean by that? Well, the fewer men and women that ever get to the point of crisis, that's going to be a huge part of dramatically reducing the suicide number. So there's all these other things, we're talking about wellness, that's a huge focus of mm-hmm, what you focus on this podcast. Well, there's a number of wellness factors that we focus on in a big deal, and a lot of organizations do, but all of these are inextricably linked. It's not just your mental health. It's your physical health. It's your financial health. It's your career health, family health, spiritual health. All of these things weigh in on your overall state of mind, how well you feel you're doing, And so it's really, really important for us to take into consideration those things. You know, for, quite frankly, for, you know, 2.5-3 decades, we've been fighting this fight with, you know, bouncing on one leg and, you know, kind of punching with only one arm, with one arm and one tie behind our back, because we've been so fixated on point of crisis and we haven't taken a necessarily a community based approach to this. And that's really what we're trying to do, is to go much farther upstream to where men and women don't even get to this as an issue. So that's a huge aspect of our strategy and how we're approaching this.
Perfect. So, and for all of the listeners that want to learn more about Be The One, the American Legion Be The One program, we can have all the information linked into the description box, and as well as the crisis line link. So if anyone out there is feeling that want to have that conversation and seek for that, you know, reach out because you need it. The information is going to be there. The link to the help crisis is going to be linked in the description box here.
Thank you very much for listening. And if you like the information that we shared with you today, please subscribe to the Express Soul Health and Wellness podcast and follow us in the social media outlets of your choice. Until next time, please remember, health is wealth for the body, mind, and soul.